This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jonathan Maury Guadalupe Garcia. Case date of birth is May the 25th, 2000. Case ID number is 684-7606. Date of exam, June the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Orthopedic Surgeon Center, Raul Marquez, and dated 4/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 23-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder, leukemia in remission, and a vascular necrosis of the left hip. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021. The claimant states he has graduated from high school, and he has been on disability for 8 years, secondary to his leukemia. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house. Allegation number one, bipolar disorder. Number two, cancer in remission secondary to acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Number three, avascular necrosis of the left hip. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disorder. The claimant states that in 2010 he was diagnosed as having a bipolar disorder. The claimant states that he suffers from sadness, flighty ideas, decreased appetite, decreased energy, insomnia, decreased motivation, and decreased concentration. The claimant states that he does hear voices and often sees different dark shadows. The claimant states that he has the tendency to be impulsive. He denies any suicidal attempts or ideation at this time. He states when he was in high school, he made average grades. He is presently on Abilify, 20 milligrams QHS, and fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD. His condition is stable at this time, and he appears to be doing fairly well, though he feels that he's not able to do a lot of things he wants to do because of his hip. Allegation number two, cancer in remission, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The claimant states that on December the 9th, 2018, he was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The claimant went on to have radiation and chemotherapy for 2 years. And by 2021, he was in remission. He states he had multiple blood transfusions and multiple platelets given to him through the vein. He states he responded well to the treatment. However, now he has problems with his liver, and he developed a vascular necrosis of his left hip, which has not been treated at this time. Allegation number three, avascular necrosis of the left hip. The claimant states in 2021, when he was in remission for his cancer, he developed avascular necrosis of the left femoral head after radiation treatment. The claimant has been told that he needs a total hip replacement. However, because of his liver dysfunction and his condition, there has been a refusal from 4 or 5 surgeons to perform this surgery. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, but not doing any exercise at all, and he does have a provider to care for him at this time. His limitations include being able to walk only 60 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 steps, occasionally squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Raul Marquez and Dr. Juan Aguilera. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he does minimal physical activity secondary to his condition. Family history non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Abilify 20 milligrams QHS, fluoxetine 20 milligrams QD, and metformin 500 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Liver dysfunction after radiation and chemotherapy, history of acute lymphoblastic leukemia, left-sided avascular necrosis of the left femoral hip head of the femur, history of bipolar disorder, major surgeries, none, social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 215 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches, BP 142 over 102 mmHg, second reading 134 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33.5. General, this is a 23-year-old male. Who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to skin area? Skin, no lesions appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, slow and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left hip. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left hip area, where the claimant does have decreased ranges of motion, which are mildly decreased. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position. was 90 degrees bilaterally in the sitting position, and 60 degrees on the right side, and 40 degrees on the left side in the supine position. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is able to flex at 150 degrees bilaterally. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left hip area where the claimant has avascular necrosis of the femoral head. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to mild left hip pain secondary to avascular necrosis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, bipolar disorder, dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number two, acute lymphoblastic leukemia in remission. The claimant appears to be doing very well as far as his cancer goes. However, he does have some liver dysfunction secondary to the chemotherapy and radiation treatment. Number three, avascular necrosis of the left hip, dash mild at this time. He does need a total hip replacement, but no surgeon is willing to do it, secondary to the problems with his liver and other complications he's had with cancer. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jonathan Mari Guadalupe Garcia.